William woke John a couple of hours later with his phone call. William could hear John fumbling with the phone before he spoke.
"Hello?"
John finally said, disoriented and groggy.
"Siesta's over, Johnny. I have cracked the nut, and I know exactly how we are going to save family businesses from themselves. I'll meet you in the lobby of your hotel at 7. I have already made reservations at the hotel restaurant. Bring a pad of paper. We're going to start our book tonight."
Okay.
John was still getting his bearings.
"By the way, I already have a title for our book. I wanted something positive that would remind families why they grind through all the issues and hard work and long hours and risk."
"What did you come up with?"
"I was sitting in my hotel room," William explained, "looking out at the beach and thought how for years I've heard about guys selling their business and becoming Barbados rich. It sounded like a plateau, a level of wealth that few achieved. It struck me that I'd finally made it. John, without the stress of running that business and potentially losing everything, losing my wealth, I can finally breathe. I can finally focus on small things like the scent of the ocean and the melody of the waves making sand from coral. We both made it, didn't we? If we are successful with our book, we will help families breathe and mend. Every day I felt like I was gambling everything I worked to create. The harder I worked, the faster changes to the business seemed to come. New technologies, new competitors, lower pricing, lower margins, obnoxious government regulators, employee issues. The wall of adversity seemed insurmountable. It felt like someone kept moving the finish line. I realized that the closer I got to crystallizing my wealth from the business, the more distant and unattainable and unavailable the cash was. I know our book will be a success if we can give every family business around the world a simple tool that captures exactly what we talked about today on the plane."
"That's a nice story, but what are we calling the book?"
"We'll call it Every Family's Business."